gold écu, 3.5 grams. The exception was the Rhine or Rhenish gulden, an alternative standard for much of northern and central Europe, which was 19 carats fine and a bit lighter. A ducat was worth about 1.82 Rhine gulden. The ducat and florin equivalent are the major currencies this book employs, but several others warrant a mention. The first of these are maravedis, the silver coinage, or more often money of account, employed in Spain. One ducat was worth about 375 maravedis. Another is English shillings and pounds, a silver-based system. Around the year 1500, one ducat was worth 4 shillings 7 pence, with 20 shillings to a pound and 12 pence to a shilling. The last is the Ottoman akçe, the plural being akça, also a silver coin, 60 of which were equal to a single ducat. One ducat was equal to 1 florin, 1.82 Rheingulden, 375 maravedis, 4 shillings 7 pence, or 60 akçe. Let's get a sense for their relative worth around 1500. A master mason working in Bruges, in Flanders, at this point, made about 11 Flemish groten per day. At an exchange rate of 65 to 75 groten to the ducat, it took that mason 6 or 7 days of work to make a single ducat. The average daily wage for an arquebusier serving in the standing forces of Spain between 1500 and 1530 was 40 maravedis. At 375 maravedis to the ducat, it would take about 10 days of work to make a single ducat. For a pikeman, it was 30 maravedis, or 2 ducats for 25 days of work. At the Siege of Vienna in 1529, Suleiman the Magnificent offered 1,000 akçe per man to his janissaries as an inducement to an assault on the city. Almost 17 ducats. That sum was in addition to their regular wages. Around 1500, an unskilled day laborer in Florence made 10 soldi per day. A florin, the equivalent of a ducat, was worth 140 soldi, so it took 14 full workdays for a day laborer to make 1 florin or ducat. In 1505, English merchant John Heritage bought 42 tods of wool, a total weight of 1,176 pounds, for 23 pounds 2 shillings. That came out to about 64 ducats. In Venice in 1508, printer Aldus Minutius spent more than 200 ducats per month to keep his print shop, staffed by about 15 employees, in operation. In return for their military services as men-at-arms, the Swabian mercenary Gutz von Berlichingen and his brother were paid 2,000 Rheingulden by Margrave Friedrich of Brandenburg. They had retainers serving under them after a lengthy campaign. The total bill came to about 1,100 ducats. In 1492, Christopher Columbus's expedition cost 2 million maravedis in total. That came out to about 5,300 ducats. And finally, the banker Jakob Fugger personally loaned the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V 543,585 florins in 1519 to 1520 to bribe his way to the throne of the Holy Roman Empire. The total cost of this transaction, including loans from other parties, came to 850,000 florins. For that unskilled Florentine day laborer making 10 soldi per day, 850,000 florins was the equivalent of 11,900,000 days of work, or for 100 workers, to work 119,000 days. Christopher Columbus's expedition cost about 5,300 ducats. 850,000 florins would buy that expedition more than 160 times. Deus enim et proficuum, for God and profit, a common phrase written in the accounts of medieval merchants. Introduction. May 6th, 1527. A bell clanged in the distance, sending its mournful tones into the early morning gloom. No light came over the horizon to illuminate the distant hills through which the river Tiber snaked, down toward the ancient city of